he's had a good week. He's a good day today as well with the main group, if you like. Been building up to that. A very good chance, I would say. Obviously, Thursday today, we'll see how that reacts tomorrow. But he's been clear all week, so a very good chance of getting back in the fold for this weekend, I would say.
Great to see Reuven break his duck on Saturday. And a really well-taken goal as well. Is that a little sort of microcosm of what we can see and expect to see more of in the future from him?
Well, we're certainly hoping for that. You know, I've said many times now already this season, because Reuven's been in, out, he's been on the bench, coming off the bench, etc. And I've said many times it's a different kind of adaptation for someone like Reuven. You know, people think he's older, he's wiser, if you like, than a young player. But he's had a change of culture, change of environment, change of life. You know, his kids have come over, he's had a child while he's been here, he's settled very quickly, living in the area. So there's a lot going on in life, let alone football life. So I think he's shown really good signs. I think he's been very productive around the group here. He's settled very well with that. His English is very good, so he's adapted well to that side of things. And I think signs of his football have been there. And I think the other day was probably the strongest sign, because he came on and really affected the game. But not only with his goal, but his general play in the role that we put him on to deliver. And I thought that was good.
David Jones earlier said he's got a really good left foot. Someone who himself is blessed with a nice left foot.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very good finisher, which is part of the reason why we signed him. You know, he's worked hard for chance. He's very unlucky, don't forget, just the game before against Brighton, when their keeper's made a fantastic save. You know, good movement from Reuven, gets across his marker, their keeper makes a fantastic save. But to see him score, it's good for him and good for us.
Let's talk about the resilience, a word that we often use in football, and Burnley again. We saw it last season in the Premier League. Again, you've got so much of it here.
I was really pleased, not just with the resilience that people think about coming from 2-0 down, but to have a decision like that go against you is massive in football. And you know, it was a really tough decision for our players to take, and it gave them a lift, because they knew, obviously, they're not, you know, their players admitted at half-time how he handballed it to our players. So they knew that they got away with one there. And I thought our resilience regarding that, to get on with the game, to refocus, and to deliver such a strong second half other than their goal, was, you know, testament to the players. And I take great pride in how they go about that side of the game.
I know you've had three draws, but psychologically, that must have felt like a win to take into this local derby.
Well, to be honest, they're all the fine margins of the championship, really, when you look at it. You know, we started ever so bright against Wolves, and arguably should have been up in the game, certainly by half-time. And then against Brighton, we had chances and missed the best chance of the game. And last week, we had a decision go against us. So you hope over a season, all them things pay you back. You know, if you're dominant in performances, you believe they'll pay you back. If a referee makes a bad error, then you hope that over the season, that pays you back. And before you know it, you're talking about 7 out of the 9 points instead of 3. And that's sometimes the fine margins of what it is in the championship, in every level, but particularly the championship, I think.
So another local derby. You've had a little flavour of this because you played each other in the one of the cup competitions a couple of years ago. But this is a first league encounter since you've been manager of Burnley. What are your expectations?
Well, the derby would be irrelevant in my way of thinking. Obviously, it's more about the game. But I like Simon, I like his teams. His teams are always organised, they work hard. You know, they had a couple of challenges early this season, which can happen, of course, because you get promoted and it's, you know, it's a tough division, the championship, and Simon knows that, and his staff know that, and his players now, of course. But he has got some experience in there. Players who have played in the championship many times before, and they're adjusting. So, yet again, it's by no means is it anything other than another tough championship game, and one we look forward to, particularly at Turf, of course.
And you say adjusting, probably that's epitomised by Joe Garner, who scored 27 goals last season. It's taken him a while to get back to this level again, but he's got 2 in 2 now, so he's going to be a major threat potentially, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a good lad, Joe. We had him at Watford, don't forget, and you know, we enjoyed having him there. He'd done ever so well, he worked very hard for us, he hadn't always played every game, but he was still productive when needed, and you know, I like him as a lad as well. He was terrific as a person, very dry sense of humour. Lives not far away from me in Worley, so obviously I'll go around and, you know, keep him up at night before the game. No, but you know, he's a good lad, and he's worked very hard there to kind of really put his marker down again. You know, when he went back up there, he'd gone quiet, and like I say, he'd done well for us at Watford internally as a manager, but externally people have wondered, and he's gone back up there and done ever so well for them. So of course, beyond this game, we wish him well, but during the 90-odd minutes, then we don't wish him well, as you can imagine.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? People, you know, fans are quick to sort of question whether someone can do it in the higher division, either say Joe Garner or even Simon Grayson. One or two fans in the past have questioned his record in the Championship, and yet both more than capable of doing well at this level.
They both know the game, they're both old enough and wise enough. Yeah. They're the challenges of, more speaking as the manager, they're the challenges of modern management. You know, you're judged incredibly quickly, ever more so quickly, and you know, to a point, I mean, I'm just over 3 years and I'm 11th, I think, now, so edging towards that top 10 at 3 years in most Walker lives is a start point, you know, to try and build and improve a situation in business world, that is, in football world, it seems like an eternity to have 3 years. So, you know, I think, Simon, he'll know the realities of it. You question one week, you're not the next. You've got every answer one week, you haven't the next. Mm. Very rare, that is, by the way, that you've got every answer in football management, it seems. But, no, they're all the challenges that come with the job.
And just a final one from me. In terms of the style of football, what we're likely to see on the pitch on Saturday, I've seen a lot of Preston, I've seen a lot of Burnley, two very well-organised teams. What do you expect? Do you expect lots of chances, or could it be tight?
You never know. Each game, you know, maps out differently and plays out differently. So we both have our tactical formations. We both have our tactical thinking. The way the game pans out, it can be so many different things that you can't guarantee it. We know how we want it to work, of course. Whether that works as clearly as what we want it to is decided on the day by good performances from us to affect the opposition, and that's what we look to do.
Someone said to me today, there's been 5 red cards in the last 7 meetings between these two sides. So important is it for the referee to stand?
Let's talk about referees from a mystical stat. Let's not bother.
Should we leave it there?
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Cheers.